My heart skipped a beat. Honora stood a few feet away, arms crossed over her chest, glowering at me. I looked around the small metal chamber and recognized it as the same storage room I'd been thrown in by Stellan. "What's going on?" I demanded, rubbing my eyes and climbing out of the rectangular container.
"I should be asking that of you,"
Honora snapped. I stared down at the stone tomb I'd been encaged in. Then my eyes fell on Stellan in the passageway outside. The sight of him lit my mind on fire. I lunged toward him, but the witch froze my limbs midair. She sent me crashing back against the wall. I glared up at her.
"So why am I not dead?"
I spat. Honora closed the distance between us and crouched down on the floor next to me. She gripped my jaw, her beautiful face a few inches away from mine.
"Because I intervened,"
she hissed, her eyes darkening.
"Now that you've become a traitor, the punishment Stellan had in mind for you wouldn't have been enough."
Chapter 1. Sophia. Derek and I stormed into the witch's temple to find Rose sitting by Ben's bed. They both looked up in surprise as we burst into the room. "Anna's missing," Derek announced.
"What?"
Ben gasped. "Someone has taken her," I said.
"Who?"
Rose asked, color draining from her face.
"Nobody saw it," Derek said, glaring at our daughter.
"But there's only one person who could have done this. Caleb." Rose inhaled sharply.
"No, he can't have done this."
"Rose," I said, walking up to her and gripping her shoulders.
"There's nobody else."
She began shaking her head furiously. "No, you're wrong. I was with him the whole time he was here. I even watched him get into a submarine and leave. There's no way he could have..."
"There's no way you could have known that he really did leave," Derek said impatiently, running a hand through his hair.
"He could have resurfaced a few minutes later on another part of the island. It's not difficult for a vampire to locate Anna. Her blood is a siren call to all of us."
"But he rescued me."
Her face contorted in confusion. "He never would have done something like this." I felt disturbed by the attachment she was displaying for this young man.
"Darling," I said, clutching her hands in mine. "He used you. The only reason he returned you was to gain entrance onto this island."
She opened her mouth to argue again, but Derek silenced her.
"Every second we remain here, the smaller our chances become of rescuing Anna."
He leaned over the bed, placing his palm on Ben's forehead to check his temperature.
"Your mother and I are leaving with Vivian Xavier and some others."
"Where are you going?"
Ben asked.
"Back to Caleb's island," I replied.
"And if you don't find her?"
"We'll return to Stellan's island."
"But aren't those islands protected by a spell?"
I bent down and kissed his forehead.
"Honey, don't worry about us," I said. "We're bringing as many witches as this island can spare with us, and they will try to help us penetrate the spell. You focus on getting yourself better while we're gone, all right?"
My heart ached to see how weak he still was. I hoped that by the time we returned, he would be back to his normal, vibrant self.
"We need to leave now," I said.
"But, Mom!"
Rose's face was lined with distress.
"Don't either of you go anywhere until we return." Derek glared at the two of them. "Corrine will stay behind, and if you need anything, she will be here to help you."
"But, Dad!"
"We'll be back as soon as we can."
With that, Derek caught hold of my hand and pulled me out of the room. We exited the sanctuary and raced across the courtyard, through the woods, until we reached the port. Our hastily assembled army was already waiting for us in the submarines that bobbed either side of the jetty. Derek and I boarded the largest one.
"Start moving!"
Derek bellowed, closing the hatch above us. The vessel lurched forward. We hurried along the narrow passageway to the control room. Vivian and Xavier sat in the front seats navigating the ship.